Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson for deep jungle and drum and bass atmospheres, and today we're doing something very specific. Layering a snare snap that cuts through a rolling break and a heavy bass, but also creates that dark, roomy jungle aura around the hit. In deep jungle, the snare isn't just a drum sound, it's a moment. The snap is the fast transient that tells your ear that was the snare, and the atmosphere is everything that happens around it. Micro room, filtered tail, a little movement, and a bit of controlled dirt. The goal is tight, aggressive, and vibey without flamming, phase weirdness, or that annoying click that sounds detached from the break. Before we touch any devices, set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Now loop an actual musical context. Don't design this in solo. Loop your break, your kick and snare pattern, and your rolling bass. If you want to be extra surgical, throw Spectrum on your drum bus, and maybe one on the master. Not because we're going to mix by looking, but because it helps you confirm where your snap energy is living. Here's the mindset. The snap layer is not a louder snare. It's translation and attitude. It makes the snare read on small speakers and in a dense mix, without stealing the identity of the break. Now build the system. Three layers inside a drum rack. Layer 1 is your body. That's usually your main snare, often from the break itself. Layer 2 is the snap. That's what we're creating. Layer 3 is the atmosphere tail, derived from the snap, not pasted onto the transient. Let's create the snap layer inside the drum rack. Find the pad where your snare lives, or create a new empty pad dedicated to snap. Drag in a short, bright source, rimshot, stick click, vinyl click, a tiny top snare. Even a super short hat transient can work if it has a clean leading edge. You're listening for three traits. Very fast attack, lots of information in the 3 to 10k range, and a short natural tail, because we're going to design the tail separately. Open simpler on that snap pad in one-shot mode. Turn warp off. That keeps the transient clean and avoids weird stretching artifacts. Set the gain low to start, around minus 12 dB. We're going to earn volume later. Now shape the amp envelope so it's surgical. Attack basically instant, somewhere between 0 and 0.3 milliseconds. Decay around 35 to 90 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Negative infinity. Release short. Maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. What you're doing here is creating a snap that's more like a controlled transient tool than a second snare. If it's too long, it starts to sound like a flam, or it starts to smear the groove. Quick coach note, add velocity scaling now, so the snap behaves like a real drum layer. In simpler, map velocity to volume so ghost notes don't sound like tiny gunshots. If you later add filtering on the snap, you can also map velocity to filter frequency, so quiet notes are darker and less intrusive. Next, we shape that snap transient with EQ, drum bus, and saturator. First device, EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. This snap does not need body. Your break and your main snare already have it. If you need bite, a small bell boost around 5 to 8 kHz, maybe plus 2 to 4 dB, with a moderate EQ. If it's harsh, and this happens a lot with rimshots and clicky foley, try a notch around 3.5 to 4.5 kHz. A few dB cut with a tighter Q can remove that ice pick tone without killing presence. Second device, drum bus. Keep boom off. Again, this is a snap layer. Drive just a little, maybe 3 to 10%. Small moves. Now the key knob, transients. Push it somewhere around plus 10 up to plus 35, but don't just crank it. You're listening for the snap to step forward without getting papery. Crunch can be 0 to 10% depending on how nasty you want it. And here's a big teacher tip. Drum bus here is not for loudness. If you find yourself thinking this isn't loud enough, don't solve it with more drive. Solve it with alignment, EQ focus, and subtle clipping. Third device, saturator. Set it to soft clip mode. Turn soft clip on. Add drive gently, maybe 1 to 6 dB. Then pull the output down so you're not fooling yourself with level. The point is that spit and density that stays audible when the fader is lower in the mix. Now you need to tighten timing, because this is where most layered snares die. If you're layering on top of a break snare or an existing snare body, you must align transients. 2 to 5 milliseconds of misalignment can kill punch and make the snare feel smaller. Method 1. Clip alignment. Go to Arrangement View. Zoom way in, and visually line up the snap's peak with the main snare transient. Use your ears too, but the zoom helps you get into the right millisecond neighborhood. Method 2. Chain delay inside the drum rack. Open the chain list, find your snap chain, and adjust the chain delay. Start with tiny moves, minus 3 to plus 3 milliseconds. Classic jungle trick. Try nudging the snap slightly early, like minus 1 to minus 2 milliseconds. It can feel more aggressive, like the snare is leaning forward, without changing the groove of the body layer. Also, phase isn't only a low-end problem. Even in the highs, if the leading edges don't line up, you can get that weird hollow paper sound. If adding the snap makes your snare feel smaller, try micro offsets like plus or minus half a millisecond to 1.5 milliseconds. Or try a polarity invert on one layer with utility. Or just switch the snap source to something with a cleaner leading edge. Now we build the atmosphere tail from the snap. And the big rule here, don't smear the main transient with reverb. Instead, create a dedicated tail layer so the transient stays clean and the room becomes a controlled design element. Inside the drum rack, duplicate the snap chain. Rename the duplicate snap tail. Turn the simpler gain down a lot at first, like minus 18 dB. This layer can get loud fast because reverb adds sustained energy. Put a gate before the reverb, so the tail only opens when the snare hits. This prevents constant reverb wash and makes the space feel intentional. Set the gate threshold so only snare hits open it. Attack around 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold 15 to 35 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Thaw all the way down so it closes cleanly. Now build the atmosphere chain. A great starting order is EQ8 into hybrid reverb, then auto filter, then chorus or ensemble. On the pre-reverb EQ8, high pass aggressively. Try 700 Hz up to 1.5 kHz. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. You're making air room, not hiss and not mod. Now hybrid reverb. This is your jungle space maker. Try hall or room algorithms and choose a small room, studio, or ambient style impulse response if you're using IR. Keep it tight. Decay in the range of 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, with a pre-delay around 8 to 20 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important, because it separates the sense of space from the transient timing. Set size small or medium. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Low cut around 600 to 1200 Hz. Bring early reflections up a bit. Early reflections are what tell your brain this is a place, without needing a long wash. And because this is a dedicated tail layer, you can run it pretty wet, say 35 to 70%, because it's not sitting on the transient layer. Now shape and animate it. Add auto filter after the reverb. Use a band pass or low pass. If you choose band pass, try centering around 2 to 5 kHz with a Q around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add subtle LFO modulation. Amount maybe 5 to 15%. Rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. That's drift. That's fog. That's the moving air feeling. Then add chorus ensemble or ensemble. Keep the amount moderate, 10 to 25%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width can go wide here, like 120 to 200%, because this is tail, not transient. And remember the transient priority rule. Keep the snap transient mono committed. Anything that widens the first 10 to 30 milliseconds can smear in mono, and even shift perceived timing. Width belongs in the tail. If you want widening without transient smear, here's a slick trick. On the tail chain only, insert a very short delay, like 1 to 8 milliseconds, zero feedback, fully wet. Then widen after it. That creates spread without pulling the hit off center. Now we glue everything together on a snare bus. Route your body snare, the snap, and the snap tail to a snare bus, either as a group or a dedicated audio effect rack. On that bus, start with glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you don't crush the transient. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. You're gluing, not flattening. Soft clip is optional if you like that extra edge. Then EQ8 for cleanup. Tiny, tiny moves. If it's boxy, a little dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, a small dip around 4 to 6 kHz. Add a limiter only if you have unruly spikes, and keep it under 1 dB reduction. If you're shaving off more, go back and fix the snap source or the saturation staging. Now let's add parallel grime, because modern jungle loves that dark edge, but we want it controlled. On the snare bus, create an audio effect rack with two chains, clean and grime. On grime, add saturator with higher drive, like 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Add amp, maybe blues or rock, but subtle. Then EQ8, high pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 8 kHz. That keeps the dirt mid-focused and stops it from turning into fizzy trash. Blend the grime chain volume until you feel it more than you hear it. Now the arrangement part, because atmosphere isn't static in jungle, it's storytelling. Automate the snap tail volume in phrases. For example, in a 16-bar phrase, keep it lower in bars 1 to 8, then bring it up gradually in bars 9 to 16 to build tension. Then drop it back down hard on the drop so the drums feel clean and mean. Next, return reverb for scene changes. Make a return track called Jungle Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, darker and longer. Decay maybe 1.6 to 2.6 seconds. After it, ek, high pass around 900 Hz, low pass around 7K Hz. Then send only your tail layer, or occasional snare hits, into it for transitions. Think of this like dub throws, but engineered for modern jungle clarity. And don't sleep on ghost snare snaps. Program a few very low velocity snap-only notes. Velocities around 10 to 30. Place them slightly before or after the main snare to imply shuffle and threat. Keep these ghosts mostly dry, or with minimal tail, so you get groove to tail without washing the pocket. A few common mistakes to avoid as you build this. First, layering the snap too loud. If you can clearly identify a click, it's probably too much. You're aiming for presence, not tick. A fast calibration method, set the snap fader so it's barely audible when you solo the snare, then pull it down another 1 dB. In a dense jungle mix, subtle goes far. Second, not aligning transients. Flam City happens fast, and it kills punch. Third, reverb directly on the main snap transient. That smears. Use the tail layer or returns. Fourth, too wide in the transient band. It sounds impressive in stereo, then collapses weird in mono. Keep the snap transient centered.